Hey, everybody, please make sure to go ahead and rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks. 51. New film. Let's get to Madam Web. This one came out in just the last 2 months or so. It's directed by S.J. Clarkson, stars Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Merced, Celeste O'Connor, Tahar Rahim, Mike Epps, Emma Roberts, Adam Scott, and a few others. And the synopsis is, Cassandra Webb is a New York metropolis paramedic who begins to demonstrate signs of clairvoyance. Forced to challenge revelations about her past, she needs to safeguard three young women from a deadly adversary who wants them destroyed. So this one, when it came out, as I'm sure most people know, it got destroyed across the board critically, did terribly financially, was, you know, just a complete disaster. And when it comes to movies like that, I am always curious. I'm like, all right, is it really as bad as people say? I want to try and defend it. And so I'm usually intrigued or interested in watching movies in that sort of situation. Also, when it comes to comic book films like this, I was pretty excited when I heard about it coming out because I was like, all right, cool. There's this one-off Spider-Man, don't know anything about the story. It's got a female-led cast, love Dakota Johnson. So a lot of things were interesting me. But with all that being said, overall, it is not a good movie. I think there are some parts that are so bad it's good. Like, I think there is some genuine humor that works for me, whether it's intentional or unintentional. I think Dakota Johnson is pretty funny, and there are a few lines here and there that work in that way, but for the most part, it does come down to execution, because the director has mostly just done TV, like a lot of Marvel stuff, like The Defenders, Jessica Jones, and I don't think she's done many movies at all. And then the biggest thing, though, in terms of the crew, and it's a perfect example as to why the studio system is so misguided, is the writer for this movie. His credits include Morbius, the Sony Marvel film that did horribly financially, critically. He also did Gods of Egypt, Dracula Untold, The Last Witch Hunter, and maybe one or two others, but none of those movies have done well critically or financially. And I just don't understand being a studio executive saying, all right, we need this movie to do well. We want it to do well so we can start this cinematic universe of sorts. And who do we want? Oh, let's get the guy who's had 6 flops or so in a row. And I really don't understand, like, especially after having just done Morbius, I really don't get the logic behind hiring someone like that for this movie other than, all right, we know him, let's just hire him. Like, all right, here's your 8th strike, try and do better on this one. Like, it's no surprise that it didn't do well. I don't really blame the director totally. It's not that well directed, but that's of the directing and the writing. Hers is much less offensive than the writing because the dialogue is horrible. The script is so bland and goofy. Like, the dialogue is just, it's hard to even explain correctly because it's so nonsensical. And also, one other big point in terms of what I'm getting really frustrated with in superhero films, and I don't really have superhero fatigue or comic book movie fatigue necessarily. I just think that since, like, Endgame, there haven't been many good Marvel movies, and the superhero genre seems to be in a bit of a aimless direction. And so I think they just need a more focus and they can get back on track. But I'm always up for a good superhero movie. I just think most recently have not been very good. And the biggest trope, I guess you could call it, that really frustrates me is similar to Morbius and a few others that have not done well is, since so many of these are flopping for whatever reason, we never actually get to see the characters being the heroes or whoever they are, like whatever the central character is. We see the origin where we see a, you know, two and a half hour movie of them as regular people discovering that they need to become this person or whatever it is. And then the movie ends with them as that character. And then the movie does horribly critically and financially. And so that's just it. So basically, we just saw a coming of age movie that was very generic, which is what this one is. And it goes back into how studios seem to be completely oblivious as to what people want or like. I think that if we started Madame Web at the end of this movie and just had little flashbacks into them coming together as a team and discovering powers and all that stuff, we could have gotten enough to understand who these characters are moving forward and seen them in the world of Madame Web and as heroes rather than just seeing them as like teenagers wondering what's going on. Because we've seen that a million times in both superhero films and not. And so I think both the, to reiterate, the execution and then the very dated, tired production of this movie really makes it live up to its reputation, unfortunately. Like, there are a few good moments and here and there, and there are a few ideas, a few visuals that I like, but really not a good movie. Wanted to love it. I wanted to defend it wholeheartedly and say this movie is amazing. You're just wrong. It's ahead of its time, but it's none of those things. You could still give it a watch. I think it's still in some ways entertaining. Like, I was never really bored. I was just thinking this is such a bad movie for the most part. So if you're curious, check it out. I wouldn't rush out to see it, but I think in some ways it's so strange that it is worth seeing, even if you end up not liking it. So that one is a 2 out of 5.